Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show as we begin a new week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Every Monday show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com or visit them at their office on Market Street in Sunbury. Steve Jones will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And we're beginning this week with a bang. Penn State men's basketball, number 9 in the latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll. Highest ranking in history with the 1995 and 96 team, 1953-54 teams. It is just remarkable the run that this Penn State team is on. They won their 8th in a row against Northwestern for a fun day at the Jordan Center on Saturday. And they took care of business right away. As I mentioned, if they were going to win this game handedly the way they were supposed to, this game would be over by halftime. It pretty much was. They were up by 14 at the half. I get it. Northwestern came back in within 10 late, but I really wasn't that concerned. Because Penn State's just a much better team, and they showed it. They really were focused for that game, and they came ready to play. Lamar Stevens with another nice game again offensively for the Nittany Lions, and they're rewarded with the 9th rank right now in the AP Top 25. And now you get ready for the big one against Illinois tomorrow. Again, 6 o'clock airtime, 6:30 tip right here on WKOK with Steve and Dick Girardi. And Penn State, if you're able to win that one, man, you're in real good shape to probably win the regular season title, at least keep pace with Maryland for the Big Ten regular season title. So Penn State's looking really, really good right now. And then the nightcap with the wrestling team defeating Ohio State 20-16 in front of a sellout crowd at the BJC. And Steve has mentioned time and time again how getting bonus points was going to be key for Penn State, especially with the way things had been. They did that. Yeah. They had a string of 3 straight bonus wins in the second half, Steve. And, of course, the big win, of course, was Nick Lee, who we'll hear from a little bit later, getting the W at 141 with the comeback there. So it was a big, big day for Penn State on Saturday.
It was, and Mark Hall was great. I mean, he shook the building to its foundation with his win on Saturday night with that pin, and then Nick Lee to beat Pletcher. It goes back to the conversation with Jeff Byers on the show on Friday. And I asked Jeff, are we seeing the genesis of someone who can win the whole thing at his weight class? And Jeff unequivocally said yes. And Lee showed that he is not just a contender. I think he's now put himself squarely as the favorite at 141. Mark Hall, after that slip at Iowa, has been dominant since. And that was dynamic, what he did with that move. You know, standard move, cement mixer, okay, got it, you know. But it was brilliant. Vincenzo Joseph was terrific. Roman Bravo Young, terrific. I thought Brooks was really good. And again, you win by 4 because you got the bonus points. And in the end, the bonus points make all the difference. And there's a difference between a dual meet team and a tournament team. I'm not telling anybody in this audience anything they don't already know. But we've talked about it before. You can be a really good dual meet team, but sometimes you're not a great tournament team. I've got a feeling this is going to be a very good tournament team. As time goes, Hall to me is a mixed bag when it comes to bonus points. And he seems to win a lot of 7-4s. But he's showing, you know, like, I mean, but he also has 40 pins in his career, so it's not like he can't pin somebody. He obviously can. But Roman Bravo Young can give you bonus points. Lee can give you bonus points. Vincenzo Joseph can give you bonus points. I think Brooks can, too. You know, the wild card, you know, be a guy like Shakur Rashid. You know, I mean, Neville's got off to a good start. Neville's going to be a little bit better. And that was obviously a great win, and they were five shy of 16,000 in the building on Saturday night. The men's basketball team has won 8 in a row, and they go for their 9th straight win tomorrow night, which, by the way, would then match their ranking. Penn State is ranked number 9 in both polls today. The ranking is great for marketing. The ranking is great for perception. It doesn't win you any games. And tomorrow night, they've got Illinois in the Jordan Center at 6:30. We do not know the status of either Io DeSumo for Illinois or Myron Jones for Penn State. Well, let me put it this way. You don't know the status of Myron Jones for Penn State. I shouldn't say we. That's actually a lie. we includes me. But I'm not at liberty one way or the other to tell you. That comes with the territory. I can't. You know, if you're sitting in my shoes, you don't violate that territory either. Just remember, if you're sitting in my shoes, you don't violate territory. You don't say enough. Okay, you want to sit in this? You want to sit in this chair? Want to sit in this chair here? All right, walk a mile in my shoes, and then you can start telling me exactly how to do it. Because guess what? You would do it the same way I'm doing it because it's the only way to do it. You can't have the access I get unless you do it the way I do it. The second you violate that is the second that you're on the outside looking in, guessing like everybody else. So big weekend. And by the way, the Jim Crane quote, it didn't affect outcomes from the Houston Astros. Jim, a question here in the back. Well, if it didn't affect outcomes, then why'd you do it? Why'd your team do it if it wasn't going to affect the outcome? They did it because they thought it would affect the outcome. That's why. That's what cracks me up. It didn't really affect outcomes. Okay, then if it doesn't affect outcomes, why bother doing it? Your guys did it because they thought it would affect the outcome. That's why they did it. Over and over and over and over again. You don't just sit there and waste your time. Well, it doesn't affect anything, but we'll just do it for the fun of it. They did it because they thought it would give them success. It would give them an edge, give them an advantage. They were trying to affect the outcome by doing it. That's why you hear ridiculous stuff like that. You sit back and say, first of all, why didn't anybody ask that question? Well, if you didn't think it would affect the outcome, then why'd you bother doing it? Come on. Tomorrow night is the all access game. Okay. But think about this. Right now, Penn State, I believe, is Penn State ninth in hockey right now? Is that what Penn State is? Ice hockey nine? So right now, Penn State in the top 10 is 1 in men's lacrosse, 2 in wrestling, 9 in football, 9 in basketball, and 9 in hockey.
Yes, they are 9 in hockey.
Like, oh, wow. Wow. 2 in wrestling. Boy, women's volleyball was what, 7, 8? So 2 in wrestling, women's volleyball, 7. Football, 9. Basketball, 9. Hockey, 9. And lacrosse, number what? Holy mackerel. That's some run, huh? That's some run. Hope everybody's having a good time with it. They've got Illinois tomorrow. We're having, what, Brian on tomorrow at 3:30?
Correct.
His engineer is Ed Bond, who's a great guy. Very smart, by the way. And they always ask me to do their pregame show. So I'm actually going to be on their pregame show at 5:40 tomorrow before we go on at 6. And I always kid Ed Bond about being Bond. So the last time I was on their pregame show, I said, it's great to be on with you, Bond. I said, you know, I watched the last movie. I said, the movie was really good, but I found it to be really confusing. And they said, well, what'd you find confusing about it? He says, all of a sudden, the guy that comes on that plays Bond, and I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for Ed, and this guy with a British accent comes on. He said, what's that deal? We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford is coming off with their best-selling year in its 105-year history. SMC is committed to Ford Motor Company to sell 1,000 new Fords in 2020. Wow! Pick from 25 of the totally redesigned 2020 Ford Escapes, and they start as low as $21,960. Take up to $7,500 off MSRP of the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer, and they're priced from just $33,965. Sunbury Motors is Central PA's truck capital. Choose from over 120 Ford F-150s and Super Duties. Super Duty. The F-Series truck has been the number one selling vehicle for 43 consecutive years, and SMC has them on sale for as low as $26,794. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley's transportation needs for over a century.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. May 6th, by the way, is the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. How about that? Huh? A little warmer today. Feeling like the spring. Huh?
It'll be here before we know it.
By the way, beautiful pictures, by the way, of you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a good weekend. It was a good day yesterday.
Luke was baptized yesterday. The three women in the picture and Luke, really great. The other two guys. Wow. What was the thought process there?
That about sums it up.
Couldn't help myself. Sorry. Yeah. And it was really great was the suit.
All right.
As usual, what baby? All right, so it's kind of a scary guy, isn't he? That's your guy. Scary. He's scary. I'm telling you. But controls had a baby? Horror.
I have to give him credit. He actually did give me a gift for Luke's birthday. He gave me some nice clothes for him.
Did he really?
He did.
Wow. Large, extra large, what?
I think they were the 3 to 6 month category, which Luke is slowly getting towards pretty quickly.
All right. Way to go. All right. That's great. That's good. I like it. Oh. That is tremendous. Okay. The beautiful pictures, by the way. And Lisa looks great. It sounds like everybody's going well. So, you know, she's doing all the work. So she looked a little tired. You looked fresh. I don't understand. Jim Crane, we didn't think it affected the outcome. Then why did you do it? Excuse me. Here in the back, I have one question. If it didn't affect the outcome, then why'd you bother doing it? I mean, let's be serious here for a second. Your guys did it because they were trying to do it. They were trying to cheat. All right? And then Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, not the best run ever. Every time he talks, it gets worse. I'll do another interview. Oh. If I'm the guy in charge of publicity of Major League Baseball, I'm like, oh, he's going to do another interview. We're not going to advance the cause here. They're not on a roll.
Neither is the commissioner, may I add.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Every time he talks, it gets worse.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Jim Crane. I'm talking about Manfred. Like, I mean, whomever's in charge of publicity is like, oh, no, he's going to talk to Carl Ravage. Oh, no, he's going to talk to Tom Verducci. Oh, no, he's just going to talk. It gets worse. He makes it worse every time he goes out. Not good. Not good. The only thing about the Carl Ravage thing, I would have had him ask a question about the minor leagues. Because they did increase the pay for minor leagues, but at the same time, they still haven't resolved what to do with 42 teams. Again, Major League Baseball needs a win. They need something to make themselves look good. And I think that's one that, since they have really almost total control over it, that's one where they can win. Do the right thing. Okay. So Penn State wrestling, big win over Ohio State. 5 shy of 16,000 in the building on Saturday night. Nick Lee, awesome. Roman Bravo Young, really good. Brooks, really good. Vincenzo Joseph, awesome. And Mark Hall, off the charts. And then there's Nittany Lion basketball, ranked 9th in the nation now. They will take on Illinois tomorrow night at 6:30 in the Jordan Center, or on beginning at 6.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the show today. Big news around here today is Penn State being ranked 9th in basketball. Into the top 10 for the first time since 1996. I know wrestling fans don't want me to talk about such things. Sorry. Way it goes. I hope they're not ruining your day by doing it. We talk a lot about wrestling on this show, and we open the show by talking about wrestling. Okay? So I always laugh. It almost gets to be almost comical to me, and with all due respect to the audience, almost comical to me. You don't talk enough wrestling on the show. There's no show in America that talks more wrestling than this one does. Name another show that talks more wrestling than this one does. Where? Tell me, which show? Which show across the country mentions wrestling more than this show? Which one? No offense, there's only so much you can talk about with it. There really is only so much. They wrestle on Friday, they wrestle on Sunday. It's not like they don't do anything in the middle of the week. So you get a little limited as to where you're talking about what's going on with wrestling. You can get to the end of the week and talk about leading into the weekend. They've got American coming up Sunday at 2 in Rec Hall. And then you can talk about it on Monday, but then where? What? They don't wrestle in the middle of the week. I mean, seriously. Like, we can talk a lot about what happened Saturday night. That's great. Then what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And then they'll wrestle American, which is, I mean, let's face it, they're the prohibitive favorite. And then you get ready for the Big Tens. Okay, the next thing you talk about, where are the people seated? Great, that's the conversation. Then as the tournament goes on, we can talk about who's doing what. Then Nationals, where do you get seated? And then who's doing what, where, and why. But, I mean, that's what always gets me. Well, you know, I wish you'd talk more wrestling. More what? I mean, seriously, what more, except for Monday and Friday, can you talk about? What? There's no wrestling meet in the middle of the week. There's nothing to lead into or come out of. Now, they're smart about how they schedule. They're very smart about how they schedule. They know they're a weekend sport. Just like, you know, hockey tried to stray a little bit, tried to get a couple midweek games here and there. And guess what they discovered in hockey? Right? The tickets are all sold, but like the building has a lot fewer people in it. People can't make it in the middle of the week. I think hockey tried, like, I think they had them on a Thursday. And this is TV's doing this. This is not Penn State. But, like, hey, let's try a Thursday game. Not so good. Not so good. So they've stuck to the... So hockey, you know, this is pretty much stuck to that Friday, Saturday formula. That's the traditional days that you play hockey. Friday, Saturday. They tried straying a little bit a couple of years ago, and the fan can't get engaged in it. Can't make it, in part. So they went back to, and this is across the board, it's not just here, but they went back to Friday, Saturday. Well, wrestling is smart. They wrestle on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Smart. That's when people can go. I mean, you don't have 31 wrestling meets. So since you don't have 31 wrestling meets, don't wreck the apple cart. They'll go with what works. So you wrestle Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, basketball is 31, so you got to play midweek games. You have no choice. You have X amount of time to play them. We have, you know, now hockey has a, how many does hockey play? 40? That sound right? God, they have their schedule's forever. They start the first week in October. I mean, they are going now. They get a pretty good break at Christmas time, but I mean, they go and they go and they go and they go. Gad, you know, basketball spreads out a little bit. You know, they're off finals week. You know, holiday is a little catch as catch can. And we'll have Jeff Byers on before the Big Tens, and we'll have Jeff. I'm not going to put him on before American. I mean, really? What do you want to know? How, like, what does 50-0 look like? I mean, is that the question you want me to ask him? But we'll put Jeff on before the Big Tens, and the Big Tens will be the ones, will be the tournament that tells everybody potentially what kind of tournament team you have. And it's a little different, and I'm not telling the audience anything, it's a little different tournament-wise compared to dual meet-wise. But Penn State showed on Saturday. They've got guys now that can, in big matches, can not just win, but get a bonus points. The Hall pin, awesome. Vincenzo Joseph, awesome. The Lee win, right, over Pletcher, who was number one, undefeated, awesome. Roman Bravo Young, terrific. Brooks was terrific. Yeah, that was quite a night. The roof blew off the place. And it's interesting. I had a guy come up to me today, and he was talking to me about, he said, I haven't gone to a wrestling meet in the Jordan Center ever. He says, it was totally different than I thought it would be. And I said, well, Andy, what do you mean? And he said, well, it's just like, the place is so quiet, so quiet. I said, yeah, and then something big happens, and the roof blows off. He goes, yeah. And I said, with all due respect, in general terms, and wrestling fans hate when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm sorry, but to the casual fan, this is a fact, right? You're looking for all the subtleties, okay? I'm talking about you cannot grow your sport at all unless you get the casual fan involved. You can't. What makes Penn State football sell out 107,000? There are 107,000 diehards in there, like, okay, got to go. That place is filled with casual fans. Hey, you got a good chunk of section that's really, really into it, and you've got people who have become into it because they've won and they're fun to watch, right? The casual fan makes the difference between having a good crowd and an awesome crowd. Well, in wrestling, let's face it, to the casual fan, there's a lot of, okay, he said he couldn't believe how quiet it was most of the time. I said, yeah, because there's a lot of, quote, nothing going on. Even though, you know, obviously they're setting and countering. I mean, do you think the casual fan is really into it enough where they're sitting going, oh, he's countering, he's doing this. Oh, it's like, they're like, hey, take him down, let's go. Right? But the second something happens, I say, boom, the place explodes. Andy said, yeah, it's the first time I've gone to one of those. He said, it was just awesome. He said, but I couldn't believe how quiet it was most of the time. I said, yeah, because everybody's waiting for the big something to happen. I said, but when the big something does happen, wow. I said, basketball, they got noise all over the place. Every time you turn around, noise, the band is playing, the band walks out on the court. All right. It's constant noise in basketball. Constant. Constant noise in football. Announcements, band, music over the, you know, football's got that all the time. Wrestling? Explosion. Explosion. Right? That's what it is. Hey, you told me Mike Muscala was pretty emotional on Saturday, huh?
He was. It was a really good crowd at Soika. And the one surprise that Mike did get was some of his former teammates from 2013 were on the court during the ceremony. I thought that was really cool to see. Shook everybody's hand. Tons of people were trying to get his autograph, and he graciously would sign every one of them up. But he actually had a formal post-game autograph session, and people were lining up on the Soika concourse early in the second half. It was insane.
No, that's great. He deserves that.
And Bucknell snaps a 5-game losing skid and got the W, too.
Even better. Even better. Even better. Well, so big weekend. Like I said, 30,000 people through the turnstiles here. You had five shy of 16,000 Saturday night. And then the ticket sales were 14,400. So in the George Center, they sold 30,400 tickets were sold for Saturday. It's pretty good for a weekend in February, huh? By the way, the Jordan Center will be filled again this weekend, by the way. But for a different deal. It is going to be it's going to be fun this weekend, starting Friday, 46 hours of dancing for the kids, for Diamonds Fund, Hershey Medical Center. And the kids will be on hand, families. I know I did a series of interviews with members of the Student Athlete Advisory Board who will be participating. Pierre Reedy from men's soccer. Severina Valenti from women's soccer. The backup goalie to Amanda Dennis. She's dancing for the third time. Third time. When she's done, she'll have danced 138 hours for the kids. 3 years. Let's see. We talked to Jada Travasio Green, but Jada can't. Was going to dance, but can't now because unfortunately her father passed away. So she won't. She's not here right now. Emily Shora for women's volleyball is going to be dancing in it. It's great. And then the teams will get up there and do their routines. And it's really, really cool. Last year they raised a little bit better than $10,600,000. Hopefully they can do that this time as well. That'd be great if they could. And then what, next week? Is it next week? End of next week, the Combine takes place?
Yep, that's correct. 27 through March 2nd.
They're going to put some of it in prime time. It's become a TV show.
I think it's great.
Really? I mean, it's fine because people want to watch. I have no interest in watching it.
I'm adding to my resume again. I love the Combine.
Oh, that's fine. If you love the Combine, this goes back to what I talk about with bowl games. If you don't want to watch, don't. If you do, you can. Well, that's this. I have no real interest in the underwear Olympics. So, I think the important part of most of these things are the parts that you don't see. You don't see the interviews. I think that's more important than, that you run a 40 time. If you don't run a great one, you'll have a second chance to do it on your home turf. Penn State's got five there, and of course, Alex Peachum will be there from Bucknell.
Correct. He'll be competing in day two with the specialists, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And then we'll see what he wants to do about a pro day workout. You know, maybe I think they might just bring the specialists all to one area and they do something. Look, he can flat out kick it, and if he can combine, you know, if he can in his workouts do what he always does, combine distance with hang time, he's going to find his way to a camp. He will find his way in.
He was also honored at the Bucknell game too on Saturday. Besides Mike Muscala.
Oh. Good. Should be. It's brought a lot of honor to Bucknell, as has Mike. Interesting, while Mike was having his honor of having his number retired, his coach with the Thunder, Billy Donovan, was surprised because they decided to name the court after him in Florida.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. They won two national championships there.
Oh, they should. Yeah, no question.
Back to back. So... not bad for an outside shooter on the PC 5 with Providence in 87, huh?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Head coach, yeah. You know what job he had before he had Florida? He was the head coach at Marshall. And he saw something in him. So, yeah. And of course, now he's with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Still, no offense to Mike and the guys, but geez, Billy Donovan coaching the Oklahoma City Thunder just doesn't quite have that feel to it. It's like John Beilein right now. Nobody knows what's going to happen with John with the Cavaliers. Just doesn't feel right.
I was surprised when he took that job with Cleveland. I think he would have been much better off staying in Michigan, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know what, but... you know, you get to your late 60s. I don't know. Maybe the money was just too enticing. I don't know. You know? I mean, the suit could have stayed on air, but now he's a suit. Well, no. Why? Because, I mean, I think it was a better job for him. Right? I mean, he still does games and everything, but still it's a better job for him.
I mean,
whatever scale it's on. He may have looked at it and said, look, I could be financially secure forever. Even though he probably already had plenty of money to begin with. But I mean, if he decides to go back to the college game, his agent's going to be one of the first ones called when there are openings. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay. Penn State didn't play its A game on Saturday. There was a point, I'd say, for about 7 minutes where they absolutely played their A game, and at that point they built a double-digit lead. Do you realize during this 8-game winning streak Penn State has had that the smallest lead they've had on a team in any game is 11? That's the smallest lead they've had in a game, 11. And that was at Michigan State. I think most of the games Penn State, out of the 8 games, most of them have had at one point or another a 20-point lead. I mean, they're not just winning. They're like winning big. As I've said many times, and Dick and I have talked about this many times, right? The really good teams are not in close games. All right, let's bring it back to wrestling, which so many people are so fond of. Look, the really good wrestlers are not in close matches. They aren't. Vincenzo Joseph, boom, gone. Okay, Hall, boom, gone. Every once in a while, you're going to get into a spot where, you know, when you get to a really, really tight game or a really tight match on a mat, is because they're too evenly matched, like Pletcher against Lee. Okay, one's not going to blow out the other, even though Lee was dominant. Well, like Vincenzo gets out there and boom, he's just better. He wins big. Hall gets out there. He's just better. He pins him. All right? Brooks gets out there. He's just better. That's why I've talked about bonus points with wrestling over the years. Okay? The really good wrestlers are like really good basketball and football teams. They aren't in close games. And they aren't in close matches. Every once in a while, you have to win a close one because they're all different. You have to find a way to do it. But that's what's happening this streak with Penn State. In this streak, Penn State has not just been winning, they've been dominating games. And Jamari Wheeler, okay, I'm not usually a big believer in plus minus. I've talked about that many times. But when the number's so big, you have to go, wow, he was a plus 29.